Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Jacqueline Wallace, date of birth 1/19/1964, date of procedure April 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Your referring physician is Dr. Amina Saeed. Procedure performed is cephalo gastroplanoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is chronic cough, comma, heartburn, comma, prior history of bariatric surgery, description of procedure, form consent obtained, period possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, and also possibility of missing lesions, such as lung and cerebral spinal cord patient. Patients brought to endoscopy to be placed in a fetal position. Today is for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia to create a well lubricated limb. So your gas scope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of the bottom. Period careful examination may let it go up. Sorry, delete that. Well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the small intestine. Period. Careful examination made of the small intestine, comma, the small intestine and stomach and gastric anastomosis, comma, the gastric pouch, comma, the G junction and the esophagus, period. A retroflex is obtained of the stomach, period. A resection from the stomach before withdrawal is appropriate. The patient's had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the third part. Biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus to allow to evaluate for GERD changes, to evaluate for reflux changes. Next line, there was a small, approximately 8 centimeter gastric pouch with evidence of prior Roux-en-Y gastric surgery. Period. The gastro the gastrojejunal anastomosis appeared unremarkable. Period. The small intestine was evaluated. Approximately 15 centimeters past the anastomosis period. The small intestine mucosa appeared unremarkable. Period biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, there was mild gastric erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori and evaluate histology. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, continue PPI. Comma anti-reflux precautions were explained. Period. Patient does note that taking pantoprazole 40 milligrams twice a day does control the acid reflux symptoms well. Period. Next line. Follow-up in offices previously scheduled.